All right, it's 8:42 here on The Ticket. We've been talking a lot about the psychology of the Cowboys fan here entering another postseason where they don't expect much. They feel pretty beaten down right now. Well, let's open the door to the studio and welcome in our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell from the University of Texas at Dallas, where he teaches psychology. Also the author or co-author of more than 7,200 books.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to be in with you.
Good morning, Dr.
Just
Maxwell.
Pause for just a moment.
Could have done this outside the studio.
Mm-hmm. He likes putting on a show, I think.
I'm a professor, so I always have to carry around my little mug, my travel mug.
Your mug.
Yeah, Goofy. Yes, Greg, you bring up something very interesting, and that is the psychology of what's going on with the Cowboy fan, what they are going through right now, because, let's be honest, the Cowboy fan is in an abusive relationship with this franchise.
Yes, they
are. Has been, yes.
I mean, think about it. We are emotionally abused through intermittent reinforcement. We are financially abused by paying $32 for nachos.
They are expensive.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Are you listening? And we are visually abused by having to watch the owner's suite try to execute awkward middle-aged high fives when Brett Maher hits like a 35-yarder or something.
Yes. That is awkward.
I mean, it's very painful to be a Cowboy fan, especially after that last regular season game.
Awful.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, since that last game of the regular season, my office visits have gone up 68%.
Wow.
Yes, it's had a serious effect on my patients, because, you know, not only do I teach, I still have a practice, which I see. Mm-hmm. Right. And, yes, my patients, they just don't understand how it could end like that. As a matter of fact, one of my patients, and obviously I can't name him due to the HIPAA laws here in America, but let's just call him Mike M. He says he's worried that Jerry's going to fire the head coach, and that would be hard on his family. My patients are very worried right now. Another one of my patients, cannot name him, let's just call him Dakota. He says he just doesn't understand how one is supposed to throw the football anymore. So see, he's
that's
getting
a problem.
Very worked up in his own head. Right.
You need to help him problem. Get that figured out.
But not all of my patients are doing poorly. In fact, one is actually doing very well. He says he doesn't even care that he didn't get 1,000 yards as long as the checks are still deposited.
Huh.
So, I wonder who that is.
There is some diversity of thought.
Okay.
In my spirit's patience.
Sounds like you're seeing some athletes.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, okay?
Unanimity. Okay.
Yes, particularly unanimity.
I'm sorry.
I brought some books for you guys, spirits books, if you will.
Love it.
That are related to the Cowboys. This is a good one. This is called Pooping My Pant. It's not fun to drop a snap when you're a 175-pound punter in the NFL. Bye, Brian Anger.
Oh, just this week.
The Cowboys and
Brian
Anger.
Brand new.
And what's crazy about it is he wrote this some odd 2 years ago, and it's just new coming out.
Really?
Interesting.
Yes, yes. here's another one written by a former Cowboy. It's called, That Was a Weird Shame What Happened to That Buffalo Bill Guy, the One That Had the Heart Deal, by Tony Romo.
Oh my God. That is almost the way he recapped it on CBS.
He does have some problems, it seems, retaining all the information.
In the book, does he eventually get to the player's name?
Never names the player.
Never gets there.
Never names the player, yes. And this one is called Spreading My Seed, A Guide to Being a Modern NFL Owner by Jerry Jones.
Wow. Oh, very upfront about it.
And I brought this is hot off the presses. I brought a copy of my new book. It's called Maybe This Year. It's about this year's Dallas Cowboys. And it's second in sports biographies right now on Amazon behind Spare by Harry Markel Mountbatten. That seems to be dominating all
that's
the charts.
That's a sports biography?
But yes, so I brought you guys each a copy of
This
Year.
Yeah, you wrote this yourself
audiobook.
It's audiobook now.
Yeah, well, it's both. It's both.
Great. Would you mind reading a bit to us?
Yes, I assume I can open up here.
Just open it right up.
I have this actually bookmarked, this little section. This is, it's a passage about me covering practice at the Stars facility for Sports Psychology Daily when I'm a beat writer for them this year. As I watched Micah Parsons emerge from the shower, the water beating off his ample musculature, and the towel barely covering his rippling, sculpted body. I began having feelings I hadn't had since I was an adolescent boy. I began to feel an excitement that was hard to express, something that scared me, something that I didn't know was even possible. As the water dripped off from the small of his back onto the fluffy towel cuddling and cuddling his pert rear, I began to feel hope. Hope that this cowboy season was different.
Okay.
That's very lovely.
Because Micah's
are you sure
an
this
amazing physical specimen
is about this being a special year for the Cowboys?
Absolutely,
or is it about your own discovery?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then finally, I want to promote a book for all college football fans, and I know we have a lot in our viewing audience today.
Listening, yep.
Yes, this is called Getting Spanked on a National Stage by Sonny Dykes and E.L. James.
E.L. James from the 50 Shades of Grey.
That is indeed correct. Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Maxwell.
Dr. Carlton Maxwell.